주 능규모 음바바카노 다운 아도에이토시 능규모 February 17th, 1983
and Thursday. And the fire doesn't allow anything else to intercept the dam, whether it's Bosor and Eichel or a kill. The fire throws out all the blood and doesn't allow anything other to absorb it, whether it's an Eichel or a kill. So he is the biggest cook, the biggest maker. Shlishalim machvichot tchual gabi kikker aval pi sheyesh vikikker ma'reidem v'hov avuchala kikker ma'reidem amuter im mitlat kidishiro lachile. Now sometimes you boil a piece of meat and then you put it in the plate, you see a lot of reddish blood. So you're allowed to eat it because that's nailed down there, even though it's reddish. So the melee, if a piece of bosa was boiled, it was not milah, but it was boiled without milah. And then you took his sake in the plate and you cut that piece of meat, the boiled piece of meat, and you see, as a result of cutting, that the reddish fluid came out into the plate. So you are allowed to eat it, and you, even the fluid itself, because even though it's reddish, it's milah only, it's not down. Now, whatever fluid comes out after it was boiled does not have a din of dam, it has a din of nail down. But only if you cut a piece of meat that has already has attained the degree of tzli. But suppose you put a piece of meat, a big piece of meat, on the boiler for 1 minute and then you took it off, it wasn't even partially boiled, and then you took a knife and you cut and you saw a reddish fluid, so that means it's real blood. Boso she tzeilin b'loi m'liche a nesin kli tachtam l'kamo shamunes aneitim imenu ati yitzle ati kidei shiro l'achil al yitzle yazu v'kom abig more she nesin b'chli b'ezo ikimu gagre melech muter l'fi sha melech misha b'kim so adam mishura akli v'ashum en tzok l'maylo v'achatzli yeshe v'menachas ashum en l'maylo u'mash l'chadam anisha mishura akli ומילקלי עושה משבלי המן אדם ועמד לא אמור מבוסו אבל כובד עושה בכל מוגן ליטי פליטחתו מכבו שמונן ושתם הכובד עובו ונהירת בשולי הכלי ומסער עם השומן נאו זה צגמור Gemorre darf gefühl weiss. Omer am Nachmur ma Shmuel. That's kufyut weiss om et alle. The sixth line. From the end of the offer. Omer am Nachmur ma Shmuel. Im an nichlin klita chas abosor ad she yichle komar ad mu meshebot. In other words, suppose you boil a piece of meat. Suppose you want, beneath the fire, you want to put a kale. You want to put a kale beneath the fire to be mikabel all the shamunis that drips down, all the fat that drips down from the chtichas bosa. So you're not allowed to do it. Why? Because not only fat, not only shamunis will drip down in the course of the boiling, but dam will also drip down. And the shamunis will be commingled with the dam. So you will not be able to use the shamunis either, because there will be a mixture of shamunis dripping down and dam dripping down. So Manila, you're not allowed to place a kele tachas aboso until achiyich lekomar ad mumeshaboy, unless you see that the fluid that drips down is not red anymore. So that's a raya that all the blood has already been taken out. And now what is dripping down is not blood, it's just shamunis. So how do we know whether the blood has already been exhausted, has already been drained out? How do we know? Minoy adinon, mazutra mishmeid raf popi omar, mishetale timrosi. In other words, if as long as blood keeps on running out, being released from the chtichas boso, so then you won't see, there won't be any smoke. But the moment you see that it starts smoking, that means that all the blood has drained out. So now what is coming out? Just fats. So when fats is on fire, then you get smoke. So that is semen. I mean, how can we know whether the blood has been drained out of it or not if there is no smoke coming from the fire, emanating from the fire? So then it means that possibly blood is still coming out. But if smoke starts to emanate, then it's a raya that all the blood has drained out of the chazboso, and what is dripping is not blood, it's just shamunis. That's why smoke is emanating from the fire. Alright. Mishetalitim was maskev lo rabashe vidilmo tatoye mote iloye loimote. So, in other words, even though you see smoke, so perhaps the bottom part that is facing the geholim, the bottom part, the lower portion of the chtichas boso, so has released all the blood. That's why there is smoke. But the upper part, so has not released all the blood. And the reason as to why you have so much smoke is because the bottom portion of the chtichas boso has released already all the blood. So that is not a raya brure. Dilo tatoi mote lo no mote. Elo maravashi. Les le takante. Elo mish de beitarte glori milche. U mish pele. In other words, in Ochanami, the fact that we see smoke emanating is no raya that all the blood has drained out. Maybe some blood from the upper portion of the chasposo is still coming out. But in order to be able to put a kele, to accept the shamunes, so to be able to use the fats that comes out from the chtichas boso, is by placing in certain corners of the kele particles of salt. So those particles of salt will attract the blood. So the blood will fall upon the particles of salt, and the shamunes will fall on the other parts of the shulei akli. Where there are no salt. Elo maravashi, lesle takante, elo mishbe tarte, galo yilche, umishbe. So this is Disney. So he says, in this thing we talk with Kamu Shamunis, and if you men watch, you eat lati, and she roll lach, you know. Al Ritzli Yezu, we come a big boy, she lays in the Chli Bey, so you can go out with the Melech, Mute Ali, the Shamelech, Mesha Bitive, Kol Adam Mishule Akli, the Ashumen Tzok Le Mailo, the Hatzli Yeshiva Benachas, Ashumen Le Mailo, Umashlech Adam Anisha Bishule Akli, Umiu Akli Oseh, Lifishibole Yamin Adam. So in other words, the feds will drop on top of the Deif Nakli, and the dam will be attracted towards the particles of salt in the Shule Akli. באמת לא אמורים בבוסו, אבל בכובד עושה בכל עניין לתות מתחת כמו שאמרים שאדם כובד עובו ונהיה ידשו להקלי ומסער ידע שומר וקוץ והגנים שלו יתירו לי מסינה סמלך אלו לבין שגימו גלגלי אבל המלאכה הרבה עושה לבשפי סגי כיח אדם ויסיו כמיים ומסער ידע שומר בעל כל חוב כוסף רשא שאינו נפקים בדובו שלאחר ביסור למים
Even though the Gemara mentions a good way of separating the shamunes from the dam to place a number of particles of salt on the shulei akli, so mele the particles of salt will attract the dam, the drops of dam will fall on the particles of salt, and the shamunes will be attracted towards the top of the kele. But one has to be an expert, he has to have expertise in placing the proper number of particles of salt in the proper place. And we are not kings, so Mimele we cannot rely on this test, on this agency. So we are not allowed to put a kele to accept, to receive the shamunes until it has already become void sufficiently. So the male, then anything else that comes does not have a din of dam. So it's all right to put a kele. Because the Rashba will move up in your son, Afil Melachal, they mutter. Shame, Benisa, the Raisa. Kim, Shem is Bashal Adam, who will watch him is Bashal Tsas, Ache Tale Tamuso, Pimish Achimitsi, Sanitosis, Memorial of the Holy, Mali Social. She's a sin and shame damoi, she in there had damn the Holy Social. Even because the Gemara does mention a semen, that if we see smoke emanating from the boiler, so that's a raya that the dam has been drained. But the Gemara says, no, maybe it hasn't been drained. Maybe there is still dam that is being released. And the reason as to why we see smoke, so much smoke, because the bottom portion of the Chtichas Kosov that is close to the Gecholim, so that has released the dam. So the melee terminates smoke, but from the top portion, the smoke doesn't terminate from the top portion of the Chtichas Kosov. So in other words, we always have to anticipate the possibility, maybe the smoke emanates from the bottom portion of the Chtichas Kosov, not from the top portion. So what does that mean? That there is always such a possibility, but it's not a bad eye, it's certainly very likely that once we see smoke emanating from the Chtichas Bosor, that the whole Chtichas Bosor has already released the dam, and that's why the smoke comes, the smoke emanates not only from the bottom portion of the Chtichas Bosor, even from the top portion. But there are two possibilities. One possibility is that all the dam has already been released and the smoke emanates from the whole Chtichas Bosor. Another possibility is that dam was released from the lower portion of the Chtichas Bosor, but not from the upper portion. So mainly the smoke emanates from the lower portion, but the smoke doesn't come from the upper portion, because from the upper portion some more dam is coming out. So it's a 50-50 subject. Now, assuming that the smoke emanates only from the bottom portion, so that means that the shamnunis is commingled with dam. But what kind of dam is it? Dam that is also in the ice, or dam that is also in the rabbonon? Not only also in the rabbonon. So it is something in the rabbonon. So the male, the eved, it is muta, the shamnunis. We can use the shamnunis. But with hatchila, we are not allowed to rely on the fact that smoke emanates. This is what the Rashba says. The Mola Avinosan Afu Melach Harbei Mute Hashem Beisa the Raisi. Kivish in Bashal Adam, or Bashal in Bashal Tzas, Ache Tau Et Amuso, Pirish Ache Mitzitzis Nehan Tozis Mena Om Cholim, Mali Soshan, Che the Sinen Shein Dami, Shein Derech Adam Lao Et Amuso. Now, Hatzli in Tzorech Melich, Tzorech in Tzorech Melich, Elu Bishein Shein Adam Shebo Ima Atzmei. Abu da machen und wo atzli hat und ist da mit zehn Jahren haben wir schon sehr weit. Wer ist am Ende kein Tier? Gott soll mir jetzt zwei Loch und da doch ist. Wenn Loch ist lehm, wenn Loch ist lehm dann schau mal her. Wie ist mich ein mehr da haben mir welche schon mehr kein zu leben ja. Aber im Schau bin mir kein haben wir aber ja bin es. Wie viel hoch mit dir Joffe kein zwei. Wie ist ein mir die zwei wo ja doch et Tier. Wie ist ein mir why so der Ramban schitte ist. That Hadoche, now, in case of Bishul, you have to make two Hadoches. So you have to be Malayach, and you have to make Hadoche Kamaise, and you have to make Hadoche Basaise. So, in case of Tzli, so the Rambam Shite, that Hadoche Basaise is not required, but Hadoche Kamaise is required. Why? Because one of the reasons as to why Hadoche Kamaise is required before Meliche, Ligdeiro, so the seven different times. But one of the reasons is where the smag and the smag say that the same melech that has the capacity to be mavliyah internal dam has the capacity, so it has the capacity to be mavliyah the external dam. And the external dam, and in respect to the external dam, we do not say kibeli karpeyote, there is a shite. That in respect to the external dam, if you didn't make Hadoche Kamaise and you made a Meliche, so then you cannot make a Meliche Shniyo. Why? Because it has a status of dam Be'en, and we cannot say that Kibeli Kachpeyote. So maybe the Ramban Shiti is, you have to make Hadoche Kamaise. Anichtichas Boso. Even, so you have to make, why? Because even if you are tzelet, because there are many drops of dam that adhere to the surface of the chatpusa, and that has it been like dam there. So mele, we do not say that nur nishab shoy if we got it dam there. Suppose you pour fluid dam on a chatpusa that is on the boiler. Is it mutter? We do not say nur nishab shoy. Why? Because only with Gavidam Plate we say Dura Misha Shoy, but not with Gavidam Ben. So there is a shite that the external drops of dam that adhere to the surface of Tichas Boso have a din of dam Ben. So the Mele, before you boil Tichas Boso, you have to make a doch. ויהי שם מצלי בו ידוך התחילו ויהי שם מצורי גם כי קצס מוליך התחילו ואמין אקלד יך התחילו וגם למורך קצס כאשר נתחל בשפוט בצורי ימיד כאם שישמע להם על הדת מי הוא אם להידיך ולמורך כלל או אם מורך ולידוך התחילו וניץ לקח מותר ובלבד של אישור קרבים לחוסי ולידוך שיר מלחוסי אבל אם שור כל כך כאילו שצולי עושה והחילו בכל זה בין הבוסס ישור איפס החלולו ובלבד של יהיו מילואים בביצים oy bisho bosa avul im luim dinom kibish. So that was already mentioned that if you have you fill it up with beitzim, so the beitzim have a tendency to keep the dam and they don't allow it to be nifre. So the mele it has the same din as bisho avul im luim dinom kibish u tzrich im lichot tchilo kmei lideiro. We know how to act when she tells him Boso, "Me licha shalom apicha shput tomi, kishi yosef adam." We know licha shalom apicha shput tomi, yosef adam. In other words, when you boil meat and shput and spit, so we have to learn. One should be careful not to turn over, to keep on turning over, because a person is usually tempted to keep on turning over the spit in order that it should boil better. But you shouldn't do it. Why? Because if you keep on turning over and revolving the spud all the time, so that will retard the flow of the blood, the release of all the blood in its own way. So the chatchile, we should not keep on turning the spud one way that way, because that will interfere with the release, with the thorough release of the blood from the chatchas boso. But the eved will be the eved in rochush. Vein chiluk bechol ze. Vein im rotzo leachle kach tzliu, irotzo levashle, arakin rach shim tzlenu tchilo, shim yorohu leachile. Daim ik chotzo tzlu yosei. Yei shemen bechol tzli tzorich hadoche achat tzlu yosei. Mishum dam hadobu. V'chein liyagim, the Ramo mentioned that in the previous sinem in connection with kovei. And here the Ramo mentioned that in connection with any chatchas boso that is born. וכן אין לך תחילה מי הוא אם לא ידיחה ואפילו ביש לי כך מותה ואפילו אני מחתחילו כדם סיוסי ולא לך המליחה אף לא אוכל מותה ולחשינו לדם ומלך שאולות דינורי מי שפשו דינורי מי שפשו לא אינו כבר ברידים בי בשסחית אוסו לא אוכל אפילו צלי עד שיחת לך יברי בה ויצלה רוצו לאכל מלבוסר חי אוסר עד שיחת רבים לך וניקר הבוסר מחותי אדם איכר אפילו בלוי מליחה חי וצלי ואפילו כולי כך ויהי שיחמירו שלו ילוח לי כולי כך עוד אפילו בצלי אלא אחר חצי חסד פריטים ורב שני הסבר. Now here is the three sheetes, the sheet of the smag, the רשבו and the ראש. יש מי שאיסה לאחתו בסקל צלי שיצור האיש שלו נמלח כל זמן שנמיץ לכל צורכי מפני דם שנבלה בסקל ויש, so the סקל is also ויש מי שאיס, but the שפוד is מות. That's the sheet of the smag. In other words, that the din of dam mishrek shoyk, nur a mishab shoyk, dam mishrek shoyk, does not apply to a kele, only to boso, but does not apply to a kele. But the din of kibele kachpeute does apply. But so vis-a-vis shput, so you can apply the principle of kibele kachpeute. But vis-a-vis sakin, we cannot apply the principle of kibele kachpeute, because in order to apply the principle of kibele kachpeute, we must have the same degree of temperature at the time of the plate as at the time of the bria. But in sakin, so the degree of temperature at the time the sakin was used on the meat and the boiler was by far much higher than the degree of temperature that inheres in the chatichas boso, in the kare on the table. wie ich mich hier schon so hat sich das wie alle Spur lag schon so nicht war schon was ich habe so am los ich habe ja so habe so nach haben wir von mir nur das der das Bosch das not only the being of dann ich schrick schon in das der Pleite Kehle but in the being of the being of the being of the Pleite Kehle wie ich war hier in der Hose das ist die Schick auf der Rosch that we apply both principles to here so in der Nähe even the Sakin is Mutter. Needless to mention, where the Shpud is Mutter, we have a minute glati. So now is the Mechada Pasten, slide the Rosh. We the Ramor says, the only Zorin Mechad Chile, Umatir in BDF. Now this is the kind of Mishale that I get here in Chicago so many times, and I Pasten it so many times, and people still don't understand it. And the reason, in other words, that means, according to the Psak of the Ramon, you cannot use the same broiler that you use for liver, you cannot use it for kosher made meat. So, you have a separate broiler for liver and non-kosher made meat, and a separate broiler for kosher made meat. Because if you use the same broiler that you use for liver, you will use for kosher made meat according to the Rashbo, the kosher made meat will become osa. But the Eved, if you did use it, so the Psak of the Ramoy, it is muta. But we are not allowed to use it. So that is the shot. Now, I just want to mention there is here a Primi Gozin. Now, we'll just finish that simen, and the two other simonim, Ayin Zayin and Ayin Ches, you learn by yourself, I don't have to go over it inside. But in connection with simen Ayin Zayin, so you should go over the Shach, Siv Beis. In simen Ayin Zayin, Siv Beis. Because the Shach is Chilik and the Ramor. Who says the coach can nimla haplini the loyachitz in the shop? So Simenayin Zion and Simenayin Ches, we are not going over here. Now this is the last shir melicha, and the pchine I'm not finished yet, but I just want to mention it now because I'm afraid I might forget to mention it. So the pchine will be given. There will not be any shurim until after you take the pchine. No shurim in melicha. But there will be regular shurim in Rav Kam next week. Regular shurim in Rav Kam. But no shurim in Melicha, and the Pchine in Melicha will be given on Shushin Purim, a week from this Monday. On Shushin Purim. So the Pchine will be given in Melicha. Anyway, now let's see. Or let's finish it, and then I just want to discuss one thing. Slisho v'nimlach, v'chotchei al gavi kikov. אף על פי שיש בכיכר מר העידם מותר אם נצלט כדי שאורו להכיל אל ריב מיוד דהיינה חוצץ לו יוסף ועדין שהמייל בלי כיכר נמשון. Even though we see when we use a knife in cutting the meat that was boiled, we see a lot of reddish fluid coming out from, but that's not done. That is a gene of male bound. בוסו שצאו מלמליך אם ניסנק לתחת בקבל שמונס עליתי ממנו עד שניצלה עד שירואו להכילה על די צלי הזו על יצלי הזו. Now I just want to go over one primigodin what the primigodin is חלק על השיטה of the לבוש, and please don't mention this to anybody, certainly not to those who are involved in kashrus, but I just want to mention it to you that you should know what is the minimum requirements that, and beyond which you couldn't be making. Unfortunately, not only in Chicago, New York, in all the cities in the United States and in Canada. So in all the weddings, even the most kosher wedding where the wedding is made by someone who is makpid on Holy Israel, so then they have a wedding in a hall where the stove is not kosher, and they don't make a ribum gomo, and they don't even wait 24 hours. They don't do it. I mean, this is well known. So there is a shaila whether you're allowed to eat at such weddings. Sometimes it's very embarrassing Because the one who makes the wedding considers himself as the tzaddik ador, and if you refuse to eat at his wedding, he becomes very insulted. But sometimes there is a shaila whether you're allowed to eat at these weddings. Because while there'll be machmir, dishchite, detchchite, all kinds of chumres, but they will not make be machmir that the stove should be kasher properly. In other words, now if the regular stove is used, so that is a bria of all kinds of dwar masurim, lobster, all kinds of dwar masurim. So then, in order to use it for a kosher affair, so the first thing that you have to do is to clean out the stove. And it's not so easy to clean out the stove sparkles. It's not so easy. It's very, very difficult. So the only way to make it safe is by cleaning it out thoroughly, and then by first cleaning it out thoroughly, after it is cleaned out thoroughly, to let it stay idle for 24 hours. Why? Because even if it is thoroughly cleaned out and it was made into a spotless, clean stove, but you have to have, with Rabbanon, you have to subject the stove to a Ribun Gomo. And it's not so easy to realize a Ribun Gomo. Ribun Gomo is not easy at all. Not easy at all. I mean, this story that the Ribun Gomo is made, all the caterers will tell you, well, you can be very skeptical about it. It's not so easy to make a Ribun Gomo. Very, very difficult. When I had to make a Ribun Gomo, it involved toil and labor. Toil and labor. Adbelidah. It's not so easy. So the Chol HaPoches, if you clean it out, it's spotless. And then you let it stay idle for 24 hours, so then there is no shayla in the rice altogether. And even in the Rabbanon, so the Eved, anything that is cooked on such a stove, is muta the Eved. But it's a shayla in the Chatchile, so then we can resort to certain kules. To certain kules. Maybe a little cow. But a little gomo is almost impossible. Of course it's possible if you do it once a year or twice a year, but if you have to do it every week in the hall when you have an affair every night, it's impossible. Out of the question. You cannot make a little gomo. So the first thing is to let it, to clean it out spotless. Then, after you clean it out spotless, you have to let it stay idle for 24 hours. So then it will not involve any mixture. Because once the stove is clean and it stays idle 24 hours, even if you don't kasher it at all, you don't make any ligun, you're not allowed the chatchila to cook on it, but the Eved, if you did cook food, so it's mutabachir. So there is no mixture. But if you don't let it stay idle for 24 hours, so melee, even if you clean it out spotless, but there is a bria. There is a bria. True kele from kele is not bria. But most of the time when you cook something so it overflows, so there is a lot of soup that overflows on the racks. So there can be all kinds of soup. So this is the first prerequisite, to clean it out spotless. The second prerequisite is to let it stay idle for 24 hours. There is a basis to apply kules. But if you don't have these two prerequisites, there is no basis to be made. There is no basis to be made. Some in Chicago consider me as a fanatic that I like to impose chumras. The truth is that I never try to impose any extra chumras upon anybody. And if there is a basis to be made, so then I am makel. But there is a difference between being a makel and being a cow. There are certain people who are just cowing, not makeling. So you can be a makel, but you cannot be a cow. So anyway, now the question is there any, and that presents a big problem. That presents a big problem. In other words, in all their homes, in New York, it's even the problem is in more than in Chicago. Because in New York, most of the Orthodox weddings and the affairs, they take place in the big hotels, in the Hilton, I mean, in the big hotels, they don't have a separate stove, and they don't let it stay idle for 24 hours. So, I mean, there is a big, big problem. But the problem exists all over America, in the United States and Canada. Now, so, of course, to clean out spotless, that's possible. But to make a living gumbo is impossible. Impossible to make a living gumbo. Once, if you do it, once a year, all right, you cash off a Pesach so you can make a living gumbo. But to do it every week is impossible. Impossible. If somebody will tell you he makes a living gumbo every time he cashes the stove, so you know that it's not true. He's just deceiving himself. It's impossible to make a living gumbo. But it is possible with difficulty and hard labor to make a living gumbo. So the question is there a basis to be making? If you have, let's say, if you cleaned out the stove, spotless clean, and then you let it stay idle for 24 hours, then you make a living cow, not a living gum. Are you allowed to use that stove? So according to the Primigodim, you're not allowed. According to the Levush, and the Primigodim here on this simen mentions the Levush. The Levush says, the Levush asks a question. How are we allowed? The Levush is in the Rechayim of Chazon. So the Levush has the kasha. How is it that we are allowed to be melabin on Yom Tefishput? It was customary to be melabin on Yom Tefishput, but tikkun money is also beyond. So how is it that people are made hockey to heat out, to burn out Ishput and Yomtev? It should involve the Nisa of Tikkun Money. So the Levush says, okay, turn to the Rebbe and Simen Ayin Vav. One second, please. I'm not going to answer any questions now. I'm sorry. No questions. It's late enough. Now, Oshyut, the Mishpis is all, and Simen Ayin Vav. V'yeishu mokim iyo, v'yerachayim yu chesyodim, b'dini agore b'yonte, u'livush simen tof kuftes, shom kosav, v'yilabni im shput b'yonte, ki shereitzin warzer u'nitzle yisolov boso, v'yilibon kodim u'zage, v'yidamplete de rabono, v'yidamplete de rabono. Not always. So the Levush discusses this din that Ramo says. V'yonu nizorim l'chatchile u'matirim b'dere. So that means a shput that was used for boiling river, so there are more paskins, we have protections for the shite of the Rashbo, that it cannot be used for boiling kosher meat. So that means, now suppose I wanted to boil river, and then you want to boil kosher meat, so you're not allowed to use the same shput. The Evet, it will be muta, but we're not allowed to do it, v'chatchile. So what do we do on Yomtev? So we are melabnet. So the question is, how are we allowed to be melabnet on Yomtev? So the Levush says that in as much as it requires only a ribun kal, not a ribun gomo, so the mele it's not considered a tikkun mone. In other words, what is considered a tikkun mone? A ribun gomo. But a ribun kal is not considered a ribun gomo. Now the Primigodim is not really on that point. But he is chelik on the Levush, so the Levush assumes that in order to kasha a shput that was used in boiling liver or non-kosher meat that has a bliyas dam. So, in order that you should be able to use the same spit, the same boil, for boiling kosher meat, so we have to be kasher. But how do we have to be melabnet? not the living God. We only have to realize a living cow. Why? Why only a living cow? So the Rebush is Mechadish and Bitchfinish. And that's the only basis for being maker in using a stove that was not kosher, and that was cleaned out spotless, and was stayed in a clean, spotless state for 24 hours. So, under certain circumstances, according to the Levush, and he's the only one that is maker. So according to the Levush, we can realize Libun Kal, and we'll be able to use it for kosher. In other words, but two prerequisites, even according to the Levush. Number one, that it has to be cleaned out spotless. There shouldn't be any ban, any mashal ban. Number two, that it should stay 24 hours, idle, in a spotless, clean state. So then it doesn't involve any derises, because it's after it stayed idle for 24 hours, so it's nice in time with gam. But we have to learn nice in time with gam is awesome. We have to learn. So you're not allowed to cook on that stove. So since it's only negiyah lechatchila, so mele in college, you know, briefly, anything that involves only a nisan rabbonon, so the libushite that the libun kal is no, we don't need the libun gomor. So that's why we're allowed to do it on Yom Tov, because since the libun kal is no, so mele it's not misakimon. So the prinugodim is chelik. So the prinugodim says here, according to the Rashbo, according to the Rashbo, it's osa. Why is it osa? Because that, the wire of that boiler, that shput, when the liver was boiled on it, it absorbed dam. It was belayer dam. Because we do not say dam mishrek shorik ligabi kele, we do not say kibeli kachbeit ligabi kele. It absorbed dam. Now, when you boil the kosher made meat, if you want to boil a non-kosher made meat, you are allowed. Because I will be told briefly dam, so it will not be belayer. The droplets of dam that will be niflat from the boiler, from the shput. But if you want to boil a kosher made meat, so then you cannot say I did it all with niflat dam with boiler. It's not all with the dam, because it's already kosher made. It was salted already. It released all its dam content. So in the melee it will be boiler, the droplets of dam that will be niflat from the shput. So what kind of nisa will it involve? Dam. But damshin is bashel is only osam derabonon. Since it involves only nisa derabonon, so a libun kal is not. Briefly, the chiddush of the levush is that where it's a question of a nisa derabonon, a libun kal is not. So it's the primigod in Israel. U levush simentov kuvtesh shom kosav dimlavnim shput biyontek kishereitzim larzer mitzvos or bosor the libun kol the usag the damplated derabonon v'yadane maru. The auto isa the rabbonon she nikla bikli loy biinon libun she yimitein seis nitozi mimenu so yischelik. But that's the levushite. So in other words, I mentioned it and I don't want that you should quote me on that the libun kal is not. I'm not passing this libun kal is not. I'm only mentioning that this is the maximum of kule that one could go. Beyond that, it's not the realm of kule. It's the realm of being a cow, not of being maker. You see, this is the maximum. Anyway, all right. So this is the last year. This is the last year, and the other and the prayer will be given as you should. Now I don't want how many we have.